Let's go.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's Turbo Time.
On Turbo Drive Line. Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music.
Hey there, guys. Although it's not 11 o'clock just now, as as you're tuning in, it's 30 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome to Turbo Drive Live for another evening. You're probably wondering why I'm saying this. It's because, how should I put it? SSR and TSS were down completely for about 5 hours, which was kind of weird. Obviously, I don't know why. It's obviously not a very good thing. But I was just thinking of just like not doing a show at all for this week, but apparently one person has, well, come on, and, you know, wanted to listen to the show, which is good, you know, it's good.
Good.
But anyway, welcome to the show. It's Turbo here for another week. I think it might be just only an hour and a half this time around, mainly because I don't want to go into too late into the night this time around. So, it's only going to be an hour and a half long show this time around. So, yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter. So, right. Hope everyone's doing alright. Obviously, it's just one of those things. Like I said, obviously, for some reason, TSS and SSR was completely down, as in dead, as in, like, the server almost, like, literally exploded. You know, which was not good at all. So yeah, we've only got very very few people on just now. But if you do know people who are interested in SSR shows and are not doing anything right now, bug them. Yeah, bug them and make them, hey, go to sonicstadium.org and click on the radio link and listen to SSR. Yay! So, yeah. But anyway. Anyway. So, moving on. We gotta do a quick, show of things. Don't know what else, don't know what I'm gonna do. Obviously it's been kinda crazy for me, not only in, you know, real life, but also work life as well. It's just crazy, crazy. Absolutely crazy. Anyway. Right. But anyway, I'm just trying to find a song, so we can get this party started. Get some. Get some songs around here. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing all right. But yeah, obviously I've also been fighting a cold as well. My nose has been stuffy all week, so that's not really a good thing, of course, like it ever is. So yes, anyway, to everyone in the IRC chat room, we've got Joshu, Birdie, Ellison K, MK, Flyby, Roken, Noki, D'Artagnan, Jobosoft Guest, 15987, Logo Kaz, Resident SD, Ringtailed Fox, ShadowFox04, Staff, The Blue Dude, myself, and TwinB Mark II. Okay, then. Alright. So anyway, yes. Right, so gotta go into a small break just now to get into Sonic News Rewind just now. Give you the latest backtrack of the latest community and Sonic related news that's been going on, including the downtime of SSR and TSS as it comes through, if I can ever actually find any preferably important information. Just then, no, yeah, so you know. Alright, okay, so here's Funky Dealer done by Hideki Naganuma from Jet Set Radio Future. Very top song, very beat bumping? I don't know. Anyway, enjoy this, and I'll be on the other side for Sonic News Rewind on Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio.
I ain't a winner. Pay the front line, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Get your bets on, ladies and gentlemen. 4-4's the point, mark 4. Ace, two, scrap, 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 mark 4. Scrap, mark 4. Who wants the hot 4? 5 wants 4.
Check me out, y'all.
I ain't a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. A good one. Coming out for a new point. Get your bets on, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point of 9. Place 9. Place 9. 8 shooting for 9. 5 shooting for 9. He's a rolling point of 9. Place 9. 8 shooting for 9. 5 shooting for 9. Who wants to come? 6 to point.
Check it out, y'all.
9 a winner. place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey there guys, welcome back, it's time for Sonic News Rewind on Sega Sonic Radio. Yeah, boy. So yeah, Sonic News Rewind, obviously, it's been kind of an odd week as such, but, you know, we have had a couple of new stuff going through. Now, what day is it today? It's December 6th. Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. So, anyway. Was it December 1st? Yeah. So, anyway. obviously, we had many reviews of Sonic Unleashed being released. But on Monday, Sven... Dreadnux Jocelyn released his own review for the very Sonic game that is out right now on three consoles so far, and of course that is Sonic Unleashed. And in his TSS review, it obviously is very, you know, it's a very mixed bag, just like you know, previous Sonic titles. But yeah, you know, if you want to have want to see his full views of his, you know, review, go on to the TSS website, sonicstadium.org. It's on the front page just now, so go check it out. Right. During a IGN Red Light podcast, Slingerland found out that one of the editors of the podcast found out, found out that Sega explains why Sonic games do not do non-Sonical stuff. The kind of like aspects of, like, you know, the Werehog and, you know, gunplay and whatnot, because obviously, apparently, for some reason, you know, a Sega representative said that Sonic runs at, runs so fast that the games would be so short, you know. And for good reason, yes, actually, you know, because if Sonic was running so fast nowadays, you know, he's run so fast, you know, if you had a level structure of like 10 levels, and obviously you were so fast, you'd be able to, get through the levels in, you know, record-breaking time most of the time. Would that really be worth your $50 at all? No? Okay, why don't you just, you know, shut up and just enjoy what you're getting sometimes. I don't know. Although, I mean, it's like some people just don't accept that. No. But anyway. But of course we've already had Unleashed come out, but what about the other Sonic game that's going to be coming out next year? Yeah, Sonic and the Black Knight? Well, there's been a couple of new screenshots being released, and one in particular has caught many people's eye, being that of a certain red figure going after a certain blue figure. I wonder indeed. Anyway, moving on. A German game maker called Gaia Entertainment has created or is in the making of creating a Sonic the Hedgehog chess game. Yes, chess with Sonic characters and Sonic items as well. Using the classic models, being that of Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and also Amy from Sonic CD, the Sonic CD Amy, which is nice. For the rest of the kind of like positions in the chessboard, you got Master Emeralds and Rings, which is not bad, you know. But with all the highs, there has to be lows, and apparently a certain low that hit today, or well, this past week, Sonic Yoda, the website that was very dedicated to the Sonic franchise, was closed after the results of Sonic Unleashed, which is not good, sadly, you know. As the webmaster, Lewis Clark, who was known as Sonic Yoda, closed down Sonic Yoda, Sonic Yoda website, and it's a shame he's stopped doing the pure basic Sonic related website, but he is in the making of making a new website called Mega Driven or Sega Driven, yeah. So yeah, and he'll be covering pretty much everything that's Sega related, not just Sonic, but everything else. So you got like Golden Axe is one, Yakuza as well, and also the current new IPs that are around that's gonna have future releases next year, including Bayonetta and Mad World, Yes. Hope those games are good. Sonic World Adventure, which is the Japanese name for Sonic Unleashed, is going to be coming out in Japan very, very soon. Being that of, what was it, spring 2009? Well, it's going to be February 19th in next year so far. For both the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions. Alright. And last but not least, Slingerland has put up his review of the singing rap, hip-hop rapper Charles Hamilton's mixtape known as Sonic the Hamilton. I've been questionable of that guy's kind of like music. Don't know. I haven't actually listened to any of his music. I haven't listened to any of his music yet, so there you go. So anyway, that's cool. That's all your Sonic news in the pan. Yas man, yos, yosh. So anyway, cool. Right, so we're getting a good number of listeners just now. You know, about 5, 6, well, maximum of 6, which is not bad, seeing that the website has been down for about hours and hours with no reason or warning, and obviously currently going through what is going on. Obviously, no message has been going on. No one's announced why TSS has been done, so that's not good. Everyone's just been on their merry way on the SSMB forums, so fair enough. Yeah. Right. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing alright. What was it? Blue Dude's wanting some Inspector Gadget music. Sadly, I don't actually have the theme, although it is a very catchy theme, don't mind you. In fact, it was, what was it? It was rated number 2 as the most catchiest, the second most catchiest theme song in nostalgic cartoon history by the Nostalgia Critic on thatguywiththeglasses.com, which I had on my 100th show, if you didn't listen to it back there. If you actually want to hear that episode again and you missed it, then go into the media section of TSS. Yes, you can go download it there. you can go click on media, and then there's a couple of folders. There's a folder for SSR, Sega Sonic Radio. Click on that. There's also all the shows there, and mine's Turbo Drive Live. And the episode you'll be looking for is 1-100, which is obviously the 100th show that's there. And of course, it'll be known as Turbo Drive Live, episode 100. Yeah, so if you want to download that and check out who that guy with glasses is, then go check that out. So yeah, right. But anyway, so yes, yeah. Right. Hope everyone's doing all right. But yeah, if people are, you know, liking stuff, that's cool. Alright, cool. Well, people are wanting some requested songs, which is cool, because I don't want to do, because I've got nothing for Turbo's First Impressions this week, sadly. Yes. So I'm going to get right on the requests right now. Also, I'll be talking about random pieces of stuff. Also, my continuation with Sonic Unleashed. More thoughts as I grow into the game. Obviously, I am not a happy bunny. No, I'm not. Not with that game at all. But I would like to actually notify that, what was it? Earthheart. Yes, Earthheart. He is a god among gods in the Sonic community, because he is 1,000 Sonic Unleashed on the Xbox 360. Well done to that man. He is a legend in his own right. He did the impossible. But yes, it doesn't matter. Now we're on even terms. I 1,000 Sonic 06 faster than him, and he 1,000 Sonic Unleashed faster than me. So there we go. Yeah! Anyway, congrats on congrats to Earthheart for that amazing feat. Because I can tell you now, Eggman Land is a bitch. You know why it is? Because you have to play it to find out. But anyway, I'll get a few requests just now to get us sorted. World Adventure, brilliant. Right, well, we're going to start off with some Sonic Unleashed music for your taste buds, and starting off with the orchestra, with the Tokyo Philharmonic Orchestra, with the World Adventure, full version from Sonic Unleashed. And then after that we got Apotos Wind Island Night from Sonic Unleashed as well, so stay tuned to those. I'll be right back in a short while, indeed. So enjoy these songs. I'll be back on after a couple. After these songs, plus an extra song as well after that, and I'll be right back. This is Turbo for Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio. Need to refill his glass. Stay tuned, people.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've tuned in to Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio.
Hey there guys, welcome back to Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio for this evening. Yes, a good number of people are tuning in now, which is fantastic. And of course, it's very good for you people to finally wake up and realize that Turbo is on the airwaves again. And now I am here to ruin your lives and crush your hopes and dreams. Nah, actually, no, I don't actually have that power, so sadly, no. Anyway, moving on. I was just going through the SSMB. Many people are talking. Yeah, fair enough. And apparently I found out that GameSpot... Now, this is GameSpot we're talking about. These guys are not actually 100% up there with... Right now, you know, they don't tend to have any brain cells half of the time. But they gave Sonic Unleashed for the Xbox 360, I might add, a 3.5 out of 10. Whoa. Whew. Oh boy. That's pretty bad. Yeah. That's kind of shocking. That is pretty shocking. Come from GameSpot, anyway. GameSpot totally has just like, whoa, just took and went down the route of where, obviously, with the Sonic levels, I can agree that you would definitely need to have a bit of kind of like mind memory kind of like thing to actually recognize the levels. That way you can actually get them through faster. But I wouldn't think that would be a deterrent. Why, you may ask? Because weren't the originals like that? When you were young, back in the day, when you were a kid of, say, like 6 or 7, and this was your first time going through Sonic the Hedgehog for the very first time, and you're going through those levels, and then suddenly it's like you get to the hardest levels, and then you keep on dying because you don't know where all these pits and levers and what like all these traps are coming from and whatnot, and you had to memorize where they are and whatnot. Why are they complaining about that? Come on, people. Jeez, you're a bunch of whiners. Ugh, dear God. That's just terrible. That is absolutely ridiculous from GameSpot that they're whining about that you have to know, you know, have to repeatedly know where everything is to get through the level. Get through a level fast enough. What whiners? What a bunch of whiners. I'm sorry, but that is just absolute tripe. I mean, the only problem that I have with Sonic Unleashed is its difficulty. Where it's like, fair enough, you're going through the acts and you have lives and whatnot, but when you go through the missions, you know, the missions, you only get one life. One life, one chance, and that's it. If you blow it, you blow it. You know, and it kind of sucks that, you know, you're only given one life for the missions. And that's how difficult Sonic Unleashed is. I mean, with Sonic, like, and I was actually talking to this with V'ger and Earthheart when we were on Xbox Live playing Sonic Unleashed and having, like, you know, little matches and whatnot. And, you know, it's just like, I was going on and saying, I'm actually enjoying Sonic 06. I actually enjoyed Sonic... Well, I wouldn't say enjoyed, but I actually think Sonic 06 was easier than Sonic Unleashed. In my opinion. It's just my opinion, obviously, you know. And I think it's like, when I look at Sonic Unleashed and I look at Sonic 06, you know, I just see the difficulties between the two. And, you know, I just found out that it's like Sonic 06 is easier to master than Sonic Unleashed for some reason. I don't know why. It's just my terms of it. I don't know why. Because obviously the main culprit in Sonic Unleashed, I can tell you now, is of course the very final level that you have to get through to end the story. And that is Eggman Land. I swear to God that that level was determinedly created for the absolute psychotic, demon-esque gamers that would love to be a masochist or something like that. I don't know. Masochist of failure. Masochist of failure. That's probably the reason. But it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy that, you know, Sonic Unleashed, it's like Sonic Team created a level that was just so much balls-to-the-wall difficult that it was, you know, it was just crazy. It was absolute crazy. It was absolutely crazy whatsoever. But yeah, you know. But anyway, besides that, you know, I don't know why GameSpot said. The only good point that GameSpot actually gave to Sonic Unleashed is that it looks good. And they're right, of course. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. It's just me. But anyway. Anyway. Well, yeah. So, anyway, also many things that people, obviously, everyone's saying that it's like, oh, but of course, the other versions, the PS2 and the Wii versions, are much easier. They're absolutely, from what I've heard, they are much more easier to complete, you know, much more easier, because obviously, you know, it's because it's going after its core audience, which is actually children, and children own Wiis, so Sonic Unleashed is best suited for them, on the Wii, because the difficulty on that, supposedly, is much easier, which is okay, but obviously, the 360 version is for the diehard, you know, kind of like, no-holds-barred kind of like gamer, or something like that, that wants a challenge, that thrives on a challenge. It's just crazy. Anyway. So, right. So, anyway, I'm just going off on a tangent. But anyway, with Sonic Unleashed, I'm going to stray away from Sonic Unleashed. People in the IRC chat room has been talking about very, you know, like the music for this year, for 2008, and of course me and Erfurt, we were talking about games of 2008. Many people again, people are saying like last year that 2008 has been a great year for games. I don't know. It's kind of been all right. I think. I mean, here in the UK, we got our chance of Super Smash Bros. Brawl in March. We had Devil May Cry 4 as well in February. Which I liked. Don't know what other games actually. It's questionable. Very questionable. But yes. You know. I think No More Heroes came out this year. I think. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. Yes. But also Rock Band and Rock Band 2 came out this year, so I love that game. It's fantastic, you know. But yeah. So yes. But people are talking about the music in the games. Now I can say, with a good thing that I think the music in 2008 games definitely something, yeah. So yeah, just not bad at all. Yep, and so I mean, especially with Rock Band. I mean, Rock Band 2 when that came out, Rock Band 2, its song list is dynamite. It's like full of classics that you would know if you were my age, of course. You know, if you were my age and you were brought up in the kind of like 80s boom of music, you know, which is cool. And my cat's scratching at my window, which is fantastic. I'll let you listen to a couple of tracks. Well, actually, we got a couple of tracks from requests, which is not bad. I'll let you listen to it while I grab my cat and throttle it and, give it a good telling off. Here's Marble Garden Zone, Act 1. Requested by Resident SD. Oh, yeah. So enjoy this. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
that was another track for you, Holska Night, which is the Hub World, of course. Anyway, yes, anyway, what was I talking about? Yes, Sonic Unleashed and whatnot. Well, music in, 2008 for video games and whatnot. Actually, I would actually like to point out that, Sonic Unleashed kind of like puts the, icing on the cake for 2008's song list, I would guess. You know, with its very orchestrated, well, its orchestrated opening, it's with, the Tokyo Orchestra and whatnot. And then it's like, very good, very good. Of course, it follows in suit of last year's release of Super Mario Galaxy, which had an orchestrated opening as well, but I don't think it's that impacting than Sonic Unleashed's orchestrated music. I think it just feels more in your face. But yeah, it's definitely something that's, and of course, I love the soundtrack. The soundtrack's actually fine in Sonic Unleashed. Very good. Same with, Sonic 06. So yeah, Sonic Team, they're choosing very good, composers and, musicians to do their Sonic songs. It's just a problem that they can never get their development team correct. Just to make it okay, rather than getting bashed by so many reviewers, But yeah, the Blue Dudes obviously is giving his own personal review of the Wii version of Sonic Unleashed. In the IRC chat room just now, giving it a 7.5 out of 10. Now, seeing that I haven't actually played the Wii version, I don't know whether to agree or disagree. So, it's hard to say. But I can definitely say that, obviously, the Xbox 360 version is lower on the scale than the Wii version, I think. I mean, although the Blue Dude did say he would give the graphics for Sonic Unleashed on the Wii, mind you, a 9. Okay. Compare that to Sonic Unleashed. I would think that that rating would actually go down a couple of notches, maybe a 6 on the scale, if you compare it to the Sonic Unleashed on the Xbox 360, because it just looks much, much better. But no. But obviously, for the Sonic, for the 360 version, it's a completely different story. It's a different type of game. Well, it's kind of a different type of game, being that it's got different elements between the two. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Of course, no Turbo First Impressions this week. Yes, I know. But, that's because we're going to keep it short this week. Going to keep it kind of like a mini TDL this week, due to the bad timings of SSR being down. So, doesn't matter. But anyway. We've got a few more songs on the way, including songs from Sonic 06, and of course, Sonic Unleashed. So, a lot of the newer music being played, but we did have a classic tune just there with Marble Garden Zone, yes, from Sonic 3, yes, a game that, back in the day was difficult, but nowadays is a walk in the park by many the gamer, so yes, indeed. Anyway, but first up we've got Inlet. Which is from Wave Ocean from Sonic 06. Yes. So, yeah. Enjoy this. And then we've got a couple of tracks from Unleashed, including Dark Gaia Phase 2, which is the Endless Possibilities Orchestra version from Sonic Unleashed. And we've got the Chunnan Dragon Road Day level up next after that. So, yeah. Enjoy the enjoy these songs. I'll be back in a while. Yes. Need to rest. Yes.
We'll be right back.
There we go. That was a few tracks for you. Being out of Dragon Road Day, just then. Endless Possibilities Orchestrated Version, which is Dark Gaia Phase 2 theme from Sonic Unleashed. And The Inlet from Wave Ocean in Sonic 06. Oh, yeah, pardon me. Yes, we're getting close to the end of the show now. Yes, it's a very short show. 30 minutes cut off, sadly, due to technical difficulties with SSR. So, don't blame me, blame the messenger. That didn't come out right. Not good. Anyway, but hopefully, the station will be up for tomorrow's shows, or show, being out of Radio Redux Live, if Archangel UK Kevin Eva would want to do a show this week. Of course, last week he didn't do a show, and neither did T-Bird, because obviously he was getting himself prepared for his trip to Vancouver. Yes, he's Vancouver. That's German, like I said. That's a German accent. This is Canadian. He's off to Canada. Canada. Your drugs are cheaper than ours are. Sorry. No, he's in Vancouver just now. Good old T. You know, researching. Research! Yee! Brilliant. But anyway. It's good. Anyway. So, hope he comes back in one piece, yeah, to finish off Sonic Unleashed, yeah! Anyway, so, hopefully Kevin Eva will be on at 7 PM GMT tomorrow afternoon, or evening. Tomorrow evening, yes. I don't think anyone will be filling in on the 6 o'clock section. That is usually tea time, or the Sonic Hour, because obviously the Sonic Hour is expecting its return later on this month. So if you're expecting anything like that, then please do so. Anyway, moving on. I don't know if anyone's still doing the Monday show. Supposedly Speednux with his show Speednux Pie on the Monday, and then Slingerland with the one-sided talk show on the Tuesday, along with JJ Forever with the Random Hour. Yes. Nothing on the Wednesday, of course not. And nothing on the Crazy Go Nuts Live, supposedly on the Thursday. Nothing on the Friday now. Rodas is having little trouble, so he is postponing his show now, which is a shame, grievous shame. But yet, you know. And of course, yes, Kevin Eva was in the credits for Sonic Unleashed. That is correct. Yes, he is in there. He is credited for his dedicated work in the online promoting department as such. I think that's what he does, is online promoting, really. You know, which is okay. You know, it's alright. You know, it's cool. At least he's involved. You know, it's great. But, yeah. Yes. Anyway. Right. Right. So, anyway. Yeah, and apparently Blue Dude's going on about his Blue Dude review that he did quite a while back. Yeah, I think it wasn't that a YouTube thing that he did? I don't know. Well, he said he didn't even get to do one live cast, so I'm guessing he was scheduled to be on SSR, but then he couldn't at the very last minute. Shame. But anyway, doesn't matter. Right, I am going to play one last song, and of course, yes, of course, if everything goes to plan, obviously with all, you know, SSR staying up and whatnot, I'll be back again next week, same, at normal time, 11 PM GMT, yes, and just to let you know, I am thinking. Now, this is only a hypothetical thing, but I'm thinking of doing a piece for Rex Factor. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know which song I would like to go for, but seeing that the All-Stars section is for duets, sadly, I don't have a partner. So, yeah. But I am thinking about it, you know. Obviously, hearing a lot of songs just now, I'm getting into the groove of karaoke and stuff like that, so I want to get, you know, so I might go for the newcomers, you know, section for Rex Factor this year, maybe, you know, but I'm thinking of doing it. Well, many people, it's like Shadow Fox 04 is thinking that I should, so yeah, people, what was it, the blue dude was asking, who was the head before Rory? Oh, excuse me. Before Rory, he was Hawks. Yes, Hawks. Adam. Andrew, I think. Andrew, yes. Hawks. Mm. Shame he's not in the fandom. Well, that often. Anyway. But anyway. Shame. We miss him here in SSR. But yeah. But anyway. Moving on. So yeah, I'm gonna be leaving you people out with what was it? Oh, I've forgotten which song it was. What people was it? I think it was Spagonia, was it? Rooftop Run. Okay. There we go. Rooftop Run Day, was it? Yeah. There we go. Alright. Well, I'll leave you with Spagonia Rooftop Run Day from Sonic Unleashed. And I will see you next week. Don't know what, obviously, don't know what song I might do for Rex Factor, but I'll give it a shot anyway. Yeah, I've got a lot of free time. Might as well use it to be proactive, make myself sound like an idiot, and have fun at the same time. Grinny face. So anyway, see y'all next week, people. Sayonara from Tebel. Haha. Yes. Anyway, see you later, people. See you next week on SSR's Turbo Drive Live. Oh yeah. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Fibble Drive Live.
Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music.